Hello everybody, I'm George Mallon. Well, welcome back to my channel once again. And this is asking, is Cornwall a nation? Because Cornwall County Council has recently passed a resolution calling upon His Britannic Majesty's government to recognise Cornwall as the fifth nation of the United Kingdom. Now, it's very dubious what a nation is. Is the United Kingdom a nation, or is it four, or is it three and a bit? But given the status of Northern Ireland. So there is no straightforward to answer to this. Now, it's like Bertrand Russell said, for the fools and fanatics, well, there's always certainty. But for wise and intelligent people, they have caveats. They appreciate ambiguity. They believe things with reservations. They can perceive some justice and rationality to countervailing viewpoints. They're open-minded. They're willing to change their opinions. They recognize these things are not straightforward. No nation has always existed. Every nation is man-made. Nations can emerge very slowly. They can emerge very rapidly. Two nations can merge together. A nation can split into several. One can belong to two or more nations at the same time. The truth is very complicated. It's not tidy and clearly delineated as people would wish to pretend. Now, you may know that I'm an ardent unionist. I'm a united Britisher. I seek the dissolution of the Republic of Ireland and us to rejoin the United Kingdom. Now, I am not totally delusional. I shan't bait my breath. It's not remotely likely that this shall come to pass in the foreseeable future, or probably even in my lifetime. It doesn't stop me wanting it. So, you know, I am realistic, but I could give my every waking moment and my every penny to that cause and probably still achieve nothing. There we go. Such is life. But despite wishing to maintain the oneness of the United Kingdom, I'm not in principle opposed to Cornwall being raised to that status, or indeed England ceding more of its counties or regions, or England breaking up. I care about the British Isles. I don't care about England as such, or Wales or Scotland. I do care about Ireland as such. Anyway, so what are the arguments to say that Cornwall, Curnow, do I pronounce it correctly? Now, forgive me, my appalling ignorance. I'm not conversant in the Cornish language. Just in case you don't know, that southwesternmost county of the United Kingdom has its own tongue, which died out, methinks, in the late 18th century, which existed in books, enthusiasts brought it back as a spoken language. So, I mean, there's a Cornwall Independence Party, and only 1% of people in Cornwall cast their ballots for that party. Now, with the decline of the major Westminster parties, you think that might be a bit of a golden opportunity for them. Not that Cornwall is about to proclaim separation, but the Cornwall Independence Party, rather than getting a measly 1%, supposing they rose to 5%, would be a tremendous result for them. Anyhow, so obviously a language doesn't make a nation doesn't make a language. India is one nation. I mean, there are some who beg to differ, and yet it has over 2,000 languages. The United States, one of the mightiest nations in the world, does not have its own language, not that's unique to the United States, or indeed started there. And even English, that is really a blend of Germanic, Old Norse, Norman French, and so forth. So that's a language that was created by colonists, and even the very name of England was. But come back to Cornwall. So there's certainly Cornish identity, but is that just a county? Is it a nation? Some say it's a nation. And said that they're not English, but fascinating that they are British. So I'm very crystal clear on this point. British and English is not the same thing, right? I'm Irish, and that's what makes me British, right? Some people as them being Welsh or Scots or English, or even people who don't regard themselves as any of those things, ethnic minority people in the United Kingdom, some of them would say they're whatever, Pakistani and British, Jamaican and British, Chinese and British, but they could be Chinese and English, even though not white, and British. Sure, you could be, you know, Indian and Welsh and British or something like that, you know, Ghanaian and Scots and British and so forth, or goodness knows what, you know, Malaysian and Northern Irish and British, Northern Irish, Ulster, whatever. So I recognize that it's not straightforward or clear cut. So there's that language. And you might say, well, that gives them a fairly strong claim to it. And that's what makes them different from any other county in South Britain. So it used to have a wide degree of autonomy. It had a standard in Parliament, but that only had laws about mining things. So the framework for Convention of Protection of National Minorities, the United Kingdom said that Cornwall is a minority for those purposes. So Mebion Curnow is that the political party, which wants some, I thought, greater self-governance. But I thought they wanted total separation, not sure. Anyway, it hasn't been an independent country for a very, very long time, which is not to say it shouldn't be now. These things can disappear off the map and come back after some time. And every nation has to start some moment. There are places that's never been a nation, which then become a nation. So there's no international recognition, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. Recognition of a state begins with one other state recognizing it. So it's administered within England. The laws are no different there, apart from, say, bylaws, so that's true of any county. So it's very much economically integrated with the rest of the United Kingdom, and many people there aren't Cornish at all. They've moved in from elsewhere in the United Kingdom or elsewhere in the world. Romania, Lithuania, where could it be Colombia, Rwanda, wherever. So it's been part of England for many centuries. So it's perhaps not as different. The collective individuality is not as stark as some would wish to pretend. So the political support for that is minor. There's viability. Now they're not talking about separating, but what would they do different? What would they do then that they're not allowed to do now? That we would abolish this tax or raise that tax, or we would outlaw this activity, would make something compulsory, or what? I don't know. We'd have different public holidays. And so that's the question I've yet to see answered. And how would it improve public life? And isn't this a diversion from the real problems? What are we doing about the cost of living crisis? And that's one of the things they brought up is the affordability of homes. I mean, maybe we could have a higher tax on second homes because say that these wealthy Londoners buying holiday homes in Cornwall only come for a fortnight a year, and that prices local people out in the village. And I heard a woman over 30 years ago complaining about that from Cornwall. And obviously, the situation's only aggravated very severely in the intervening 3 decades. So that could be addressed. Do more to promote the usage of the Cornish language. Well, that's a possibility. But you can do that, I mean, without separation, but all right, it would be a higher priority. There would be greater esteem for the Cornish tongue. I'm not sure what else they would do. Now, it's one of the less wealthy zones of the United Kingdom. Heavily reliant on tourism. I'm not sure, would this be beneficial in that regard, to play up that thing? But is it divisive? Is that turning people against? Is it, I'm Cornish and you're not, and you don't have a right to be here? So there's a streak of xenophobia in probably all nationalisms. So I don't want to blackguard them over much. So maybe there's very little in this case. I'm not aware of Cornish people being hostile against Cornish. I mean, I heard of a friendly rivalry between them and their neighbouring county, which is Dorset. They have that song, Trelawney, Shall Trelawney Live or Shall Trelawney Die, about that Trelawney who was around, was at the time of the Monmouth Rebellion in the late 17th century, 1685 against James II. And one thing is, it was a real hardcore Protestant area then, having until the 1540s been one of the most zealously Roman Catholic counties. That was the Cornish Rebellion, 1549. They didn't want mass in English. It should be in Latin, possibly in Cornish, but definitely not that foreign tongue. What do you think? Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George979@gmail.com. Goodbye.